Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. And this is your host, Lizzie T Show. And we are back after a wonderful, wonderful day of Canada celebrated as Canada Day. 138 years, 38, I have to check on that, 38, 34. And some of us had time to celebrate fireworks, even though some places that usually has fireworks, they didn't have it. And so things are definitely, because of COVID and because of what's going on, has slowed down and has definitely, you know, put a little bit of a dump into Canada's celebration, Canada Day celebration, independence celebration. Our friends in the States will be celebrating July 1st. I'm wondering how that is going to happen here. Definitely it was different. There was a different year and a different atmosphere, although from our place, we were able to see, to hear, and to see some of the beautiful fireworks that was put on in some of the places that are close by, some of the parks. And it's incredible, incredible. So we are ready to start. We have a guest with us today, and I will have a little bit of music, and before I bring her out, I'll be right back, guys.
Don't believe that you're enlightened. You become a child. You can't fill your river with tears. Learn to smile. We are the ones.
And that, everyone, is Todd Aaron. Remember, this is an hour show. We do have 30 minutes, give or take, with our guest, and then we have a half an hour just music. For you that are a singer-songwriter and you would like to have a little bit of an extra exposure with your music, you can always send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. So this is just a teaser. There is a lot of music. A lot of people are being creative, especially in COVID time, right? So, you know, there is so much music. Even poems are being sent to us here at the Lizzy T Show on our podcast, which is phenomenal. You know, let's bring those creative juices. And here at the Lizzy T Show, we are 100% supportive of your craft. So the email, again, is show@lizzyt.com. And love to have you here, you know, perform, talk about your music career, and so forth. If you are interested in calling us in and interacting with us for whatever reason, maybe you know our guests, you see our social media, Facebook/LizzyT Radio, or Instagram, The Lizzy T Show, Twitter, LinkedIn. We are everywhere. The number to call us in is 516-418-5612. I'm hoping that the number works. And so far, so good. And also, I would like to say that we have a brand new sponsor to the show. Yeah, that is awesome. Thank you. But you know, we're always looking for sponsors. We're always looking for people to sponsor this show. Without your contribution, everyone, this show cannot be possible. So thank you, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show. And we also have been sponsored for the last 3 years, Natasha Bridgmahan, which is a financial consultant right here in Canada. Throughout the interview with our guests, we will be playing the ad and the words of a sponsor. So I'm very, very honored. So if you are interested in being a sponsor to the show, send us your email at show@lizzyt.com. We'll be happy to send you a package and tell you what this sponsorship is all about. It is a hot, hot day in Toronto. My goodness, it's plus 30, believe it or not. Yes, we get one of the coldest winters in the world, probably not in the world, but in North America anyways. And today, this week, has been unbearable. We love it. Not complaining. Pretty much barely three months of the year that we get this type of weather. And I'm hoping that you are enjoying and you're going out there. And if you are close to the pool, make sure you take a couple of dips, because it's definitely scourging out there today. So enjoy it, everyone. Okay, so my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. We have some time to speak to our guests. And again, the number to interact with us is 516-418-5612, or social media, Facebook/LizzyT Radio, Instagram. You can always put your comments or your questions or anything on there as well. We're checking throughout the interview. Today, everyone, we are interviewing, we're talking to Victoria. Wow. She is Victoria Liu, rather. She is the CEO of BYPPO. And you probably are wondering, what is BYPPO? Well, we have her to tell us all about it, how she got started, what motivated her to start this business. She is doing a lot of things in the community. You know, give her some tips, because times are tough and you have to reinvent yourself. You have to come out of the box and figure out what you're going to do, especially if you have lost your jobs to COVID, or if you've your business is going, you know, stressful right now, leaving financial difficulties. How about you interact with us? 516-418-5612 is the number to call. So let's bring Victoria in with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello. I'm hoping that the weather is treating you okay as well in Florida, Victoria. Welcome to the Lizzy T Show. How are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? The weather is
I'm
good.
Phenomenal.
It's hot and humid.
Yes. Well, yes, you are in Florida, so we expect, we Canadians love Florida. Unfortunately, we are not able to travel. A lot of our dreams and a lot of our Canadians, our dream has been dumped right now because we look forward to going to Florida, to Miami to spend some time, and that's not going to happen this year. So hopefully things will get better and we'll be able to get in. So, Victoria, for the world that doesn't know what a bee why PPO is all about. Can you give us a little bit of an overview? What is it? And how did this idea came about?
Absolutely. So the company is called BIPO, and essentially I founded the company last year around March. And the idea came about when I was at a football game, and it was a hot, regular, sunny Florida day out on the field, and I decided that I was I was actually thirsty. I was hungry, and I decided to go and get something to eat. Then I get up from my seat, I go to the concessions, and I realize just how long the lines were. It was, let's just say the least, that it took me at least 20 minutes just me standing there. And I went back to my seat with no water and no drink, nothing. And I realized there was a problem. And I thought about how many people sitting here in the field, in the arena, watching this football game, feeling the same way as I am. And what if we had an app that can easily solve this problem? And so after that game, I started thinking, brainstorming, and thinking, like, you know, if there was a mobile app that I could develop that can easily let people order food or drinks from their fingertips, have it delivered directly to their seats without them getting up at all or missing the game, whatever they're watching, how easily that problem can be solved. And, you know, the people at the vendors selling the food, you know, they're losing customers when they're not coming out of their seats, trying to get food or waiting in line and then leaving the line because it's too long. So that's really the source of the idea. Then as company evolved, we started testing. I started developing the app later last year. Then COVID-19 hit the company and just the world in general. So as a company itself, we cater to events and sports, but then we realized that we essentially developed an app that can be used for restaurants and different areas where people can order food safely and pay without having to be in contact with other people at the restaurant, and now they can just place an order, grab, and go. And that's when we decided to pivot as a company to help out restaurants and the community.
That is amazing. Wow, that is incredible. That deserves a round of applause. You know, one of the things that I love about a true entrepreneur, everyone, that wherever there is a need, you know, there's people like Victoria, people like many of the people that I've interviewed that, you know, they just don't sit with a problem. You know, she's just like me and you watching a game, and I'm like, I want to go to the convention, the fast food place, and get myself something to eat or to drink. And she comes back with empty handed, which is crazy, which is unbelievably crazy. And you know, she's like, there's got to be something done about it. And there it is, you know, Bebop is. Sorry, how do you pronounce that?
BIPO.
BIPO. So are you technically inclined, Victoria? Do you have the technology to create something like this? Or you had the idea and then you initiated, you know, an app creator or somebody that knows a little bit more about that kind of stuff? Or was it all you're doing?
Yes, great question. So in the beginning, I struggled in terms of how to even start, because sometimes when you have an idea, one of the biggest problems you face is, how do I even get started? I don't. Any technical abilities. I do not know how to code, but I do know how to design. So when I first started the company, I started designing the app and how I wanted to function, how I wanted to flow the experience of the app itself and how people can order things and check out and entire user experience of the app. Then I found someone to work with me personally on my designs, and they basically took my designs and made it into code and the app itself.
That is incredible. So you knew to contact the right person, to contact, you know, the right coders and get this thing going. That is incredible. You know, kudos to you for not sitting on an idea and you know, just making something out of it. And that really, you know, you inspired me, because this is really what the Lizzie T Show was all about. You know, there's got to be people all over the world that needs to be connected. And I'm talking, this is before COVID, where everybody, the whole world is connected now via Zoom or podcast or, you know, Instagram Live and things like that. So, and this is incredible. I saw the need. You saw the need. Let's do something about it. That is phenomenal, phenomenal. So COVID will put a dump on the situation, on our business. How was it in your case? Did it affect anything? Did it grow, or is it slower? How, because yeah, now you're competing with Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes and many other things. But how did it affect your business?
Well, so definitely as COVID affected everybody, it definitely affected me, but it affected our company in a way that we realized we were essentially, we were a platform that a lot of businesses had to rely on to survive. We became almost a necessity. Before the COVID-19, it was more of like an optional thing. Hey, you know, people can order online. Sure. If they don't, they can come in and sit down and order. It was not absolutely necessary. But when COVID-19 hit, we didn't even realize that, hey, we had an app that people can use to order things and be safe from the coronavirus. Then we realized that we need to, you know, advertise to market and let everyone know, hey, there's an app out there. You can get your food in a safe manner. And that's what we did. We at beginning around, I want to say March 13th or 14th, I don't know the exact date, we actually released the app completely free for the entire community to use, just so that we wanted to help out and mitigate the effects of the corona, mitigate the contact that people were having, and still help businesses survive and get business and people ordering and eating.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what happened. Yep.
That is amazing. So my question to you, and I think a lot of our listeners are probably, you know, thinking about the same question. So why for free? What do you gain out of it? Because, and I'm glad that COVID actually didn't affect you at all. As a matter of fact, it became more important, more to the benefit of the public, you know, knowing that you can get something free of germs, free of corona. And so that's incredible. So what is your gain if you're doing this for free?
Well, for sure, you know, offering the service for free, as a company, we gain more awareness. People started to use the app more. We gain a lot of more users. People definitely gave feedback to us, and that's always valuable. When you listen to your customers, they say, hey, I like this, or hey, I don't like this, and we'll change it up. We'll listen to them. And so we gain a lot of valuable information from our customers as we gain more. And for them, really, is you know, we're just providing a service. And at the end of the day, business is a service. And if your business can provide a service during a time of need, that's what we do. And we wanted to give it as a service. We didn't want people to not order food in a safe manner because they couldn't afford something. And at this time, we saw urgent need, especially in the entire community, that they needed something like this.
That's phenomenal. So are restaurants and places that they serve for, how receptive are they? Because I know that a lot of places, especially here in Canada, they're getting bombarded by, you know, businesses like yours and mm-hmm. saying, you know, come and order with us or download this app. And so are businesses in your area receptive to the idea?
Yes, absolutely. Most of them actually reached out to us just realizing how much they needed us, since we are not charging fees like Uber Eats, Bite Squad, and other competitors are. And a lot of the times I think people confuse us as direct competitors with them, but we are actually not, because we do things very differently. We actually focus directly on making a platform that's customizable directly to the customer. We focus on online order and pickup. Although we are going to release delivery soon, it's not going to be the same as these other companies are. And when these restaurants realized how much they needed us to survive, they immediately contacted us. They could not afford the commission that the Uber Eats and Bite Squad, DoorDash, all those other companies are charging. And when they realized we were free and we were helping our local, we can come out and help them, they definitely came out, and the feedback has been great. They said that they were able to pay their employees because we waived our fees, and that's what makes
awesome.
My team, yeah, really proud. Yep.
That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. This is great, everyone. Guys, you are right now, we're live with Victoria Lau. She is the CEO of I don't know why I pronounce it, BYPPO. We'll have the links on social media right now, everyone, for you to be able to connect. This is awesome. If you have any questions, you can always call us in 516-418-5612. This lady has been a great idea. I love her story. You know, I can see a book in the works, you know, just coming out with something that is a given. You know, she saw a need and she's coming up with something that is helping everybody, restaurant, the community, the situation that we're living right now is very, very challenging. And she hasn't sit there and say, you know, what can I do? You know, nothing can be done. No, she moves on and she does everything that she has to get done to help others, which is phenomenal. This is really true an entrepreneur's life. Love it. Guys, I will come back with Victoria. I will cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. If you have questions, again, 516-418-5612, and we'll find out where can people reach her. And there's a lot more time, so do not go away. I'll be right back.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former quarantine officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. That was the guitar from Kaya Miranda, which will be playing in a little bit right after our interview. We're speaking right now. We are live at 6:30 time, and we're speaking to an amazing entrepreneur, an innovator, coming to the box. BYPPO is the invention, which is an app to help people to order things safely, food, and she's working with restaurants. This is an idea that came out, like, you know, you and I, we always have ideas, but we do nothing about it sometimes. She acted on it, and she's being very, very successful. She is founded in Florida right now, and where it's really hot, hotter than Toronto, I guess. So for people that are watching, watching us or listening to us, this is recorded or they will be listening to us later on. Can you give us social media and website? Where can people reach you? And is it easy to download the app on your cell phone?
Yes, the easiest way to reach us is by going on our website. There's a contact button where you can fill out a short form, have any questions. We also have an email. If you just email us at info, which is I-N-F-O, at bippo.com, we can reach out with any questions or concerns. If you want to sign up, that's the easiest way as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'll have all those links on my social media, everyone, Liz T. Show on Facebook, Instagram, and also, and you've been seeing some of those ads as well on my social media as well. So the big question is, Victoria, now you are in the States. You are pretty much all over the Florida region, and people are asking, you know, we are so close to Canada, so close to the States. Is there any possibility for you to branching off and reaching places like Canada?
Well, that is a great question. We would love to expand to Canada one day. Right now, we are in the process of working and expanding to different states within the United States. We have an upcoming location in Boston, which is more up north and closer to you. So absolutely, we're working our way up north, and hopefully we will expand to Canada and other international countries as well.
Absolutely, because see, not in Canada, we don't only right now have the issue with COVID, but remember, we are in the north. 3 months of the year is summer and the rest is all winter. So in places like Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba, mm-hmm. it's very, very, very cold. And people don't like to go outside, or they can't go outside to get food. So this will be a great idea, a great possibility, you know, to order things and to be able to just grab an app and get things for you, so, which is awesome. And, I mean, an idea for you, I mean, it is – I guess that is very cold at minus 50. It's very challenging for us to get out and get something. So food for thought. So you were talking about plans for the future, but I love the idea of you writing a book or talking more about this for future entrepreneurs. What's the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which you've done an amazing job doing that. Anything new? What are you working towards the future?
So currently we are working on Bippo version 2.0. So prior to this, we've been we launched Bippo 1.0, which is the very first version of the app. And our team has been working very diligently for the past few months. And we are going to release the second version of the app very, very soon. I can't share too much information, but I want to tell you all, even first-time users or people that have used the app, that it will blow your mind. You will experience food in a whole different way. And we are incorporating a lot of things such as AI and technology, machine learning, new technology that will transform the way you order food and eat. And it all comes down to what is most convenient for you. Because I created the company all based on the fact that it was very inconvenient for me to go to the concession stand and get food. And so the whole sole purpose and our goal is to make food and getting your food the most convenient way as possible.
That is beautiful. That is awesome. I mean, I am at awe right now with all what you're telling me and, how this is growing and evolving as we go along. And I'm so impressed that, we have you here to talk about this. And things are changing, absolutely. And one of the things that a lot of people don't like is to go with change and to they get scared of changes. And unfortunately, if you don't change, your business doesn't grow, you don't move, things just not happening. And you know, you gotta embrace. You gotta embrace. That's one of the things that I wanted to ask you, and I ask all my guests, Victoria, for somebody who's listening now, or they will be listening to this recording later on, and they have an idea. You know, they have an idea like what you had. What kind of advice would you give to my listener that, you know, is sitting on something grandiose, just like what you did, just like what you're doing? What would you tell them? Give us a couple of words of wisdom.
I know it's easier said than done, but really I would just say just do it, really. I think if your idea is solid and you really feel like you are passionate about it, it just comes down to you waking up one day and just doing it. Do not make any excuses for yourself. Do not say, oh, I have financial reasons. Oh, you know, I have family, and or, oh, I'm still in school or something. Just do it, because one day you're going to look back, maybe 50 years later, and you're going to regret and look back and be like, how come I didn't do it? And I think everybody comes here into this world with a limited amount of time and not a single penny or any or just any amount of money cannot buy you back time. So if you're really passionate about it, my biggest advice is just do it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Good for you. And thank you for giving us your words of wisdom from somebody who has taken nothing and it turned it into something. Is very, very valuable, guys. If you're not getting anything out of this interview, just please get that alone. Just do it. And even if it doesn't work, even if it's not what you thought it would, at least nobody can blame you. Nobody could say, hey, you didn't try. You did. Did you ever had diarrhea? Did you ever thought maybe this might not work? Did you ever thought of giving up? Or did you ever thought this is too much for me to handle? Those thoughts ever crossed your mind?
Oh, absolutely. I had a lot of hesitation on trying to decide whether I should have done this, because I was actually still getting my master's degree. I was in school for accounting, and I already had a full-time job lined up with a full-time salary to pay me for the rest of my life. And it's either I chose to do that or go with no salary and completely risky and not knowing what's going to happen in a month or 2 months from now. And it, even to make that decision was very, very difficult. And when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it's whether you feel like it's worth it. Is it worth the job? Is my idea worth it? And to me, it was. So even after
good
that decision, I still had a lot of struggle, you know, trying to decide, hey, did I make the right decision? But at the end of the day, it comes down to, are you happy? Are you happy with your decisions? Because nobody's going to live your life for you. And if you want it that bad, you got to just do it.
Just do it. Just do it. Love it. Love it. Guys, if you're not listening to this, if you're not getting anything out of this whole interview, I mean, just get those last two comments from Victoria and just do it. Do it. What would your family and friends, you know, seeing this app taking off like wildfire? Because I'm seeing it, you know, on Instagram. I'm seeing it on the web. I'm seeing it on videos, you know. And what do they say? What's the reaction? What's the feedback? I mean, I probably can guess that there is good feedback and family members, sometimes they cannot be the greatest supportive. What would your reaction from friends and family is?
So to be brutally honest, my parents are actually not supportive of me. They did not like the fact that I gave up my stable job for entrepreneurship and started my own company. But my friends and my support group, the people that my mentors are the ones that are guiding me through and pushing me along. And they're very, very happy for what we have accomplished till this day.
It's challenging, and I have to tell you, Victoria, because I've been doing this for about 5 years now, almost 5 years, I've seen mm-hmm. that the parents are not sometimes the greatest support, and the only way you can prove to them that they're wrong or that you know what you're doing is by you succeeding. And in my eyes, Victoria, you are a greatest success. Just the fact that you're doing it, you're young, you have the whole world. I mean, you have your whole life. I assume that you are in your 20s, maybe early 30s. You could have 5 businesses by the time you're my age, and I'm not divulging how old I am. But I think you should just do it. And I am. If you were my daughter, I would encourage you 100%. This is what I want my girls to do. Start a business, you know, and it's the opposite. I want them to do, and they want to get jobs. So, you know, it looks how different life is sometimes, but support them in everything that they do. And I think that what you're doing is great. I want to congratulate you for what you're doing. And we here at the Liz B Show, we are 100% supportive of your business. And I think you're going to be doing great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your words. It touched me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah,
no worries. And I can't believe
everyone.
Yeah,
because I also come. Sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I also come from a very traditional background. My family is Chinese. And so I have parents who are very traditional in the sense they would like me to follow a non-risky path. And I know at the end of the day, they value my decisions, and they probably appreciate it more than anything that I tried and to go out there in the scary world of business. And yeah.
And again, the only way that you can prove them wrong is by succeeding. And if that doesn't work, don't tell them, try something else and go for it. Like, again, I wish my girls, I have 2 girls, and I wish they could start business, because the amount of knowledge, the amount of growth, the amount of education you get by doing this, no school can ever teach you. And I learned that from my father, because my father was an entrepreneur. So I know what I'm talking about. And he failed many times. I've seen my father fail 100 times, but he succeeded once and twice. And so this is great. I honor you for what you're doing. And I can't believe you guys. We're starting to come to an end. The show is almost, but I'm having such a good time with Victoria. I really appreciate her, you know, have been here sharing her life, you know, being vulnerable at times, because it is not easy to share, you know, vulnerable moments of your life. But I think she's doing great. And take this as an example for you to focus on what you're doing. And like Victoria said, do it anyways. So thank you so much, Victoria. Any last word?
No, I just want to put out there that anybody who's, you know, struggling under a decision, if you like, you know, definitely reach out to me. If I hope at any other day I gave out some encouraging words of advice, and to they can learn from my experience.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they will. This show is. Thank you so much, Victoria. I appreciate it, and have a fantastic afternoon. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you so much. Thank you
You're
for having
very
me
welcome.
Here.
My pleasure, my honor. Guys, that was Victoria Lau. What an incredible story. If you haven't gotten anything at all today, make sure you listen to last part, Golden Nuggets, really words of wisdom, encouragement. And a lot of us struggle. It's not easy. We know that. We know that. I've been doing this show for almost 5 years, and I know that a lot of people that struggle, they work an amazing business, and they succeed. If it's not with this, I know she will succeed with something else. We're moving into our musical section, everyone. I know we're not going to have enough time to play all the songs. But this conversation, I could not let it go. It was too good to let it go. I will be playing right now some of the submissions that you have, right? What is a radio station without music? Aaron Todd, he is from Texas. We had him on the show last 3 months ago. We interviewed him about his career. Again, another entrepreneur, another dreamer, another person that wants to make it out there in the music industry. And here at the Lizzie D Show, we're 100% supportive of your craft. The song is called Kissed by the Sun, Enjoy it, Aaron Todd.
Yo, what's up?
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams, life is hardcore. In the stoop. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace and home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shouting to me what I say to me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying.
Forgotten social authenticity. No one calls me in reality. Alone, my car is so deep. Shadow insecurity, nothing's a guarantee. I don't get a shawty in the Bengala for money. Language barriers separate me from my family. To my devil scream before I disappear to my fantasy. Unprivileged circumstances, no power words that may see. Unemployment, first khaki, generation.
better things. I'm praying for peace and home, praying for natural freedom, praying shadows to me what I see in me, even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need, I'll be praying.
That was Shai Ji, praying for better. He is a Canadian. I think he's from Toronto. He will be on the show tomorrow with us talking about his life, his music career, and inspirations to writing his music. Next up is Alvina. She is right here from Canada as well, and she was nominated for several awards, and I'm so happy to have her here on the show. And the song is called Separate Ways. Alvina, Separate Ways.
Myself convinced that I could fix what already been broken for years. Gone are the better times, or maybe I should see them that way. White clouds giving me dark sky. Now I'm over it. I went out from under it. You told me you love. Told me you needed me, but life had a plan for us that neither one of us could see. Yeah. I'm not the crazy kind. Look what you did. Had me up on.
No more looking back, hurt this soul. Go ahead and keep going.
And that was Tide Waters. He is from Vancouver, and this song is called Only Human. I think this is a pretty good fit for today, especially, you know, the way we're living nowadays. We're all human, and we're living very, very different times. Thank you so much, Tide Waters, for submitting your MP3. Love the song. And that's it for today, everyone. We will be back tomorrow with another guest, another singer, and look forward to having you here joining us. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show, and make it a blessed and fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything.